Let's Go Fishing. Melissa in the Morning takes a look at this weekend's 40th annual Spectre Eye Care Greatest Bluefish Tournament on Earth. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
And for the first time on Melissa in the Morning, we welcome Matt Broderick, who is the Long Island Managing Editor of the Fisherman Magazine. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, Melissa, super good to be here. I'm great, and I'm looking forward to the tournament this weekend. It should be a really, really good event. It should be a great turnout. There should be a lot of boats out there trying for these fish, and there's a lot of money up for grabs, so, you know, good luck to everybody out there.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We're going into our 40th year this weekend, and the weather is looking amazing. I mean, it just looks like the stars are aligning for this upcoming tournament. So tell us a little bit about you, Matt, and the Fisherman Magazine for people who may not be as familiar with it. What is it exactly you guys cover? I mean, fish, obviously, but what would you say got you into like this industry, and what does the magazine really cover?
Well, I've been involved in the industry for some years now. I started at a lower level, you know, tackle shop level, and I worked my way up from there. The Fisherman Magazine, they're a local publication. We cover anywhere from Delaware Bay all the way up through Maine. Three different individual editions. We have New Jersey, Delaware. We have Long Island Metro, and we have the New England edition. And we're very local. We're very on top of the fishing news, and you know, like once something happens, we're picking up in our reports right away. So the magazine it's been around for well over 50 years, and, you know, we continue to strive and do very well, and we're right on top of the hottest reports out there right now.
Yeah, and I was looking at your website, for example, for people who have not read The Fisherman. The breakdown, like in New England, you guys have such up-to-date stories, like even here in Connecticut, which is very cool. But we do know for the upcoming tournament, it is both Connecticut and New York fishermen going out this weekend. Tell us about the bluefish season. You know, what do we know about the bluefish this summer and what people can expect out in Long Island Sound?
So as far as seasons go for bluefish, technically it is open season all year for bluefish. You'll have three fish per angler when you actually are recreationally targeting them. And I mean, like right now, the bluefishing is hot in the Sound. I could tell you that. You know, I'm getting reports all the way from the West End all the way out to past Orion Point. You know, it's, you know, every day these reports are coming to my desk, and people are letting me know there's a lot of fish, and there's some big fish in the mix too.
I always find that interesting, Matt, because there are years that I've done this tournament where that has not been the case, and the bluefish numbers are just not where they should be or where people want them to be. And I've heard that as well, that the bluefish population is hopping this year. Why do you think that is?
Well, a big reason why I think that is, again, bluefish, one of the main forage species is bunker. And if the bunker don't come into the Sound, the bluefish have no reason to really chase them into the Sound. But right now, there's some bunker in the Sound. There's some other baits as well. So the bluefish the population is right on their tail in the Sound going after these bait fish. So that's probably a good reason why the fish are here right now.
We're talking this morning to Matt Broderick. Matt is the Long Island Managing Editor for the Fisherman Magazine. And, of course, we have the upcoming tournament this weekend. Matt, what is it about fishing that you think is really exciting, is really inspiring? I know, obviously, there's a big cash prize on the line, $25,000 for the heaviest blue, even for the first time, $1,000 for anyone under 18 with the biggest blue. So we know that, obviously, cash is an incentive. But what is it about fishing that brings people together, draws people together, and really is this really amazing memory-making opportunity for folks to get out there?
Right. Well, of course, put cash aside, and people still do fish every day, you know, individuals like myself and many others out there in the area. I think it's a very good family bonding experience when you want to do it with your family. It's something you can enjoy, you can laugh over, you can have fun over. It's exciting. When you hook into a fish, it's almost nothing like it in a way. There's an adrenaline rush involved. And then when you go by yourself, if you want to choose that route, there's almost a therapeutic way about it, where you go out there and it's peaceful. You know, you're in connection with the water. It's really, you have to go do it just to experience and know what I'm talking about, you know, right here.
And I've noticed the past couple of times I've had winners on this show to talk about their success, they always have a net You know, it's not just simply having your fishing rod and having the right tools to reel them in. But it sounds like these are pretty, I don't want to say aggressive, but they're very active fish when you bring them in. Would you recommend a net? And like, really, what else would you recommend for people to be prepared for catching the heaviest blue?
Well, when there's definitely a lot of money on the line, you know, $25,000 for the grand prize, I would absolutely recommend that you do bring a net, because when you get that potential winning fish to the boat, the last thing you'd ever want is that fish to spit the hook right next to the boat because you tried to swing it in the boat by grabbing the line and pulling it in. Sometimes the line could break, the hook could come out of the fish's mouth. And having a net, you scoop that fish right up, it'll increase your chances of safely landing that fish on your boat and possibly securing you, you know, first place. Aside from having a net, good pair of pliers is always necessary in case, you know, to get the hook out of the fish's mouth. Bluefish do have teeth, so you do want to be careful when you do put your hands around their mouths. So a good pair of pliers is definitely another thing that I would recommend bringing along.
And the last thing, Matt, would you say that you need to be an experienced fisherman to be able to reel in the heaviest blue?
Absolutely not. If you look in years past at the winners, some of the winners actually, I think it was last year or the year before, it was their first time ever fishing. And, well, I mean, that's the proof right there. They first time out, and they won the tournament, and they got $25,000, which is unbelievable, but an amazing story at the same time.
Well, Matt Brondreich, we really appreciate you coming on to talk about the tournament, the Long Island managing editor for the Fisherman magazine. And if you haven't checked it out, I would highly recommend go to thefisherman.com and really look. I have to say, your covers are so exciting. I love, you know, like I was even looking at past editions in 2020 and 2021, and you guys have incredible photography in your magazine. So I just wanted to put a side note out there, but definitely check out The Fisherman. It's really, really well done stuff. And I thank you so much again, Matt, for coming on the show.
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, that's Matt Brondreich, the Long Island managing editor for The Fisherman magazine here on WICC. Thanks, Matt Brondreich. We really appreciate your time.